Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike, and Laura's got a sore throat.
No, I'm trying to lip sync whatever you're saying.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I could see your lips moving, but no sound coming out. So I thought, you must be sick with a sore throat. But she's not. She's lip syncing. So everything I say, she will try to move her lips in the same way. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's really good, right?
That's not bad.
Yeah, really cool. So, yeah. You know why I'm doing this?
Because we're talking about lip syncing?
Of course! I love watching those shows on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where like celebrities, they actually do a lot of like lip syncing contests.
Right.
Those are really fun to watch.
That's true. Normally, of course, when people are lip syncing, they're not doing it to people talking.
No.
They're doing it to people singing.
Woo-hoo.
Right? So if you know a song really well, you just stop singing, but continue to move your mouth like the person on the CD or the person in the music is. Now you're lip syncing. Yeah, and they have that celebrity lip sync battles something like that.
I saw the one with Tom Cruise on it.
He was on one?
Yeah.
Really?
It's so good.
Wow.
Actually, you'll be surprised. Some celebrities are really, really good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about lip syncing today, not just on television shows, but in live music concerts where it's a little bit more controversial. That means some people think it's wrong to lip sync in a concert. So let's read our article and find out more.
Reading. Lip syncing, right or wrong? You're at a concert and you're really enjoying the music. However, when you actually focus on the singer's performance, you start suspecting something is wrong. The singer isn't really singing at all. She's lip syncing. Lip syncing is when someone pretends to sing, but is just mouthing the words to a recording. One famous example of this is when Michael Jackson lip synced Billie Jean during a TV special in 1983. Modern artists who have lip-synced include Madonna, Beyoncé, Katy Perry, and Mariah Carey. Sometimes, lip-syncing is seen as an attempt to cheat by making performers seem more talented than they really are. Thus, some people have a negative view of lip-syncing. After all, people who have shelled out a lot of money for concert tickets deserve to see and hear their favorite songs live. It has even been suggested that tickets for concerts where the performers will lip-sync should contain a disclaimer. This would warn fans to expect it. However, there are plenty of good reasons for a singer to lip-sync that have nothing to do with cheating.
So the title of our article gives you an idea that it is controversial, that some people think it's okay, some people think it's not okay. We know that from the title because the title is Lip Syncing, Right or Wrong. Is it right? Is it okay to do that for your fans? Or is it wrong because you're a singer, you should sing and not just move your lips to the music?
It's an easy job. I can do that, I think.
It's a tough question.
Okay, so 一开始呢，我们就看到我们的主题就是 lip syncing， 就是我刚才在做那个对嘴的动作。不过我们的主题呢，就有点透露说，我们接下来可能要探讨的就是 right or wrong， 到底对嘴错了吗？ Okay, so let's start reading.
All right, begins with you're at a concert and you're really enjoying the music. All right, sounds like we're having a good time.
Yeah, okay, so.这有时候大家可能去一个演唱会 concert， 那当然就会像这个一开始文章所提到叙述的这种感受，就是哇，你正在一场演唱会上 enjoying the music， 享受音乐。
Okay, so everything's good. However, this is when it gets a little strange. However, when you actually focus on the singer's performance, you start suspecting something is wrong. Okay, so you're actually watching the singer closely. You're focusing on their performance. And that's when you have these little questions. You begin to suspect or think that something is wrong, something isn't quite right here.
Okay, 但是当你怎么样在开始 focus on 是什么呢？就是聚焦于歌手的 performance 演出的时候，哎，你就开始怎么样 ？You start suspect 就开始有点怀疑这样子的意味，所以你就开始察觉说，哎，等一下，有点怪怪的，有点不对劲哦。And what is wrong?
Yeah, what are you suspecting? Well, the next sentence tells us you're suspecting the singer isn't really singing at all.She's lip-syncing, so she's just moving her mouth, and the words, the singing part is just coming out of the speakers from a MP3 or a computer, but it's not live. That's the important problem.
Okay, 所以原来这个歌手根本就没有在唱歌，他是在怎么样 lip-syncing, 也就是我们今天的主题啦。所以 lip-sync 其实就是对嘴演唱。那其实很多人可能就觉得这样怎么可以这样子呢？我都已经付钱去看演唱会，现场应该是走 live 的演唱。不过呢，其实今天我们就要来探讨到底 lip syncing 在舞台表演是不是可以是当作 OK 的事情。那 sync, does it come from that word synchronize?
Exactly, when two things that are different but they match up, they synchronize.
Okay, 画面跟声音是一致的，同步协调的意思。
That's right. Often in the old movies, if two people are doing something, they will synchronize their watches to make sure that their time is exactly the same on two different watches. So the idea is here, your lips are moving at exactly the same time as the words of the song would be coming out. But of course, this isn't really singing. Mm-hmm. As the article explains, lip syncing is when someone pretends to sing,but is just mouthing the words to a recording.
Okay, 那今天我们课文讲的所谓的 lip syncing 对嘴呢，就是当人假装在唱歌哦。Pretend 就是假装，但其实呢，只用这个嘴型啊，跟着 recording 就是录音档哦。Pretend 刚刚提到它是个动词，就是假装的意思。像是小朋友常常会怎么样，假装已经睡着了，你就可以说 The children pretended to be asleep.OK, 那有时候呢我就觉得说要假装这件事情呢是很讨厌的。我就可以这么说啦 I don't like having to pretend. That just means I don't like pretending. And we also saw the word mouth, but here it's used as a verb.
Yeah.
OK, 这里的 mouth 不是嘴巴哦它是当作动词来用就是用口型默示或是假唱这样子的意思啦。
Okay, one famous example, the article tells us, of this, of lip-syncing, or mouthing to the words,
right?
is when Michael Jackson lip-synced Billie Jean during a TV special in 1983.
Billie Jean, it's not my love.
I kind of remember that. That was the American Music Awards. It was a big deal when I was a little kid.
Did you know he was lip syncing though?
No, everyone was watching him dance. So we didn't really care too much. But actually, I didn't even know he was lip syncing until I read this. But he wasn't the only one. So don't be upset.
Yeah.OK, 那最著名的例子当然就是我最爱的偶像 Michael Jackson, 他在1983年的时候你们应该还没出生吧 ,OK, 的电视特别节目当中对嘴演唱他非常有名的 Billie Jean's Not My Lover.
Yep, that's right. We were busy watching him do the moonwalk
yeah,
and go,
I know, it was really cool.
You know, stuff like that. But he wasn't the only one, as I mentioned, many, many other people you might have even seen in concerts as modern artists who have lip-synced include Madonna, Beyonce,
Katy Perry,
and Mariah Carey. All at least two or three who are famous for being great singers. But they still do lip-sync sometimes.
是哦。所以 modern artists 就是现代的艺人。其实因为我们刚刚提到的 Michael Jackson 他已经过世了。其实呢还有现在很多艺人我们知道他们就成为唱歌的他们曾经也对嘴耶那包括有谁呢像是鼎鼎有名的 Madonna 还有碧昂斯还有 Katy Perry 我超爱她的以及这个 Mariah Carey I didn't know that
Yeah, it's true The article tells us more It says sometimes lip syncing is seen as an attempt to cheat by making performers seem more talented than they really are. And no one likes to be cheated by their favorite stars.
Oh my gosh, okay. 所以有时候这个对嘴会使得这个 表演者怎么样显得比实际上还有才华，然后被视为常识作家，因为我们都会觉得他应该是有实力的，他怎么可以做这种对嘴的动作呢？ And who is a performer?
A performer? A performer is someone who performs. To perform, we should tell you, is to put on a show. When you're entertaining people by acting, singing, dancing, playing music, whatever, you are performing. So someone who performsis a performer. They're doing some type of art for the public to watch and enjoy. So yes, your favorite singers perform, musicians, artists, actors in a play, something like that. They're all performers because they're putting on a show. They're performing.
Or movie stars. Okay. 所以其实 performer 就是表演者或是演出者，不一定要唱歌，可能是演戏啦，或是舞台剧啊，任何东西，只要他们有 perform, 这就是他的动词，表演演出，他就是为 performer. And we also saw the adjective talented. Mike is very talented.
Not really.
He can even play guitar.
I can do that too. It's a small talent. But a talent is a natural ability.
Uh-huh.
Some people are just born better at certain things, sports, art, singing, whatever. Like Michael Jordan, of course, had a talent for baseball, or basketball. Not such a talent for baseball. He tried, but he realized, I'm really only talented in basketball. Anyways, if you have talent, the adjective would be, you are talented.
Right.
So Michael Jordan was a talented basketball player and a sort of talented baseball player. As a kid, actually,
Really?
He was a great baseball player.
Wow.
Until high school, and then not so good.
Okay. Yeah. Talented, 形容词就是有天分的。才华洋溢的，那它当然是源自于它的名词，就是 talent, 就是天才。那谁可以很天才？不见得只有这个篮球员，你也可以提到就是 a very talented actor, musician, singer, and of course we mentioned athletes like Michael Jordan.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's continue reading.
Okay, so this idea of the performers trying to look more talented, well, thus, the article continues, it says, some people have a negative view of lip-syncing. If the artist is just lip-syncing to try to look more talented, when we learn this, we get a negative view of lip-syncing, and we might get a negative view of the artist, too. Something that is negative is bad, all right? The opposite would be positive. Something that's positive is good. Something that's negative is bad. For example, if you get your test back, and the teacher says, great work, you've been doing really well and studying really hard, that's a positive thing for them to say. If the teacher says, you're being lazy, you're not doing your homework, you can do much better than this, I'm disappointed, that's negative. That's kind of a bad comment or a bad thing to say.
Okay.
Or hear.
Okay, 那回到课我们就提到，因此有些人可能就对于 lip syncing, 就是对嘴这件事情呢，保持着负面的观点啦， negative view. 我们来看一下其中的 negative 这个形容词，就是有负面的或者是不赞同的意思。当然它的相反词就是正面的，也有乐观的意思，就是 positive 这个字哦。For example, if you went to a really, really bad restaurant, you might say something like, we had a very negative or unpleasant experience at the restaurant, maybe bad service, bad food, everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, and no one wants to make negative comments about their concerts or have negative opinions of their favorite artist. The article says, after all, people who have shelled out a lot of money for concert tickets deserve to see and hear their favorite songs live, right?
Yeah.
We can sit at home and listen to the song on YouTube or MP3s, right? But when we shell out a lot of money to see a concert, we want to see the real artists sing the real songs live right there, not just pretend to. And we have this very useful and interesting phrase, to shell out for something. It's our shortcut for you, so I believe we're going to take a quick break and find out more. Let's check it out.
Okay.
Shortcut for you.
How may I help you today?
Well, I think I have some parking tickets. I'd like to pay them, please.
Certainly. What's your name?
My name's Brenda Harris.
Okay, Brenda Harris.
Mm-hmm.
okay, I found you. Mm-hmm. You have 10,000 NT dollars in parking tickets?
What? I don't want to shell out that much money for parking tickets.
Sadly, we don't accept shells as payment.
Well, I wouldn't want to pay you in shells either. Shell something out actually means to pay for something, especially if it costs a lot.
So, shell something out means 花一大笔钱.
That's right.
Well, it seems like you haven't shelled out any money for parking tickets in 10 years. So, would you like to pay with cash or credit card?
OK, 所以刚刚课文提到的是有关 show out, 就是花一大笔钱。所以回到课文提到就是毕竟那些花了大笔钞票买演唱会门票的人值得看到或是听到他们最喜爱的歌曲要怎么样 ?Live, 现场演出 ,and then turn out to be...that they're lip-syncing.
Yeah, I would be very disappointed, kind of like watching a music video live or something. Yeah. You don't have to spend thousands of NT dollars to do that. And there's more. It says, it has even been suggested that tickets for concerts where the performers will lip-sync should contain a disclaimer. Wow, that's an interesting idea.
哎，柯文刚刚提到就是甚至呢还有人会建议就是个表演者如果要对嘴的话是不是要在这个演唱会的门票上面附上一些声明啊 OK 那其实这里有没有用到建议 suggest 的一个句子 OK 然后呢其实像是 suggest, demand, order, insist 等等哦这些的动词如果后面接上 that 子句常在使用就是这个助动词 should OK 所以柯文的句子 it hasEven been suggested that tickets for concerts where the performers will lip-sync should contain a disclaimer 当中 it 就是为虚主词然后指 that 所引导的子句也就是 that 子句的主词应该是 tickets for concerts where the performers will lip-sync What's a disclaimer?
Ah, good question. Disclaimer is kind of a fancy term often used by lawyers or in laws or rules or things like that. Basically, it's an official warning. They're saying, we're telling you this now, so don't come and complain to us later. For example, if you try to travel by plane during a rainstorm, there might be a disclaimer that says, we could cancel the plane and you won't get your money back. If you want to travel on another day, you can do that, but if you must travel today and there's a problem, don't blame us. We've warned you about this. They often put this on, you know, foods, for example. If it says orange juice, but it's not all juice, they'll tell you on there so you don't get angry later on. So I guess the idea is, you can come see the singer, but your favorite singer might not be singing the whole show. If that's okay, come on and have a good time.
And pay.
But if we don't want people to be disappointed and then get angry later on, so they put the disclaimer there to tell you before so no one gets upset.
Oh, I get it. So disclaimer 这里就是有免责声明，也就是说，哎，我们并不保证这样子的一个行为的一个声明哦。Now this would warn fans to expect it.
Exactly.
那如此一来就是可以提醒粉丝们做好心理准备。这里的 warn 当然就是警告啦，提醒的意思。For example,She warned me that the stove was still hot. Don't touch it. It's really hot.
That's right. So if you burn yourself, she'll say, well, there was a disclaimer here. So basically, a disclaimer is just an official warning. All right. Now let's get back to the article. It says, however, there are plenty of good reasons for a singer to lip sync that have nothing to do with cheating.So sometimes singers will do this, but they're not trying to cheat the audience. They're not trying to look more talented than they really are. In fact, there are plenty or lots of good reasons why singers would do this. And yes, plenty is very similar to lots. It's a big number. It's many more than just one.
Of course. 然而呢，其实歌手对嘴也是有许多正当的理由啦。而且其实跟作假一点关系都没有哦。这里的 plenty, 通常我们会用 plenty of something, 就是大量啦许多的意思。For example, remember to drink plenty of water, right? After, oh, before and after you exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Lots of water.
Not just
plenty
after,
of water.
Too. Okay, now have nothing to do with something. 就是与什么无关。And of course, we also often see have something to do with another thing. 就是与什么什么东西有关这样的句型也是非常常见哦。Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, Mike, I'm going to ask you this.
Okay.
Because you're a great musician.
You have a chat question for me.
Okay, do you enjoy going to live music shows? Why or why not?
Absolutely, I love going to live music shows. I don't go to so many today as I used to, but really, when you get to see a good concert with your friends in a cool place with a great band, there's nothing better. It's a lot more...exciting and electric than just listening to the band or watching them on TV or something like that. You have the feeling of the crowd, you have the energy of the musicians, and when it works well, it's kind of like a special force. The band plays better, the crowd gets more excited, the band plays even more, the crowd gets excited, and it can really be wonderful. That being said, a bad live music show with bad sound or boring performers or a bad audience can be really not fun. But generally, live music is great, and really, it's the best way to experience music.
Oh, okay, great. So you guys have a chat about this question. Do you enjoy going to live music shows? Why or why not?Until next time, this is Laura.
And Mike.
Bye.
Lip syncing, right or wrong? You're at a concert and you're really enjoying the music. However, when you actually focus on the singer's performance, you start suspecting something is wrong. The singer isn't really singing at all. She's lip syncing. Lip syncing is when someone pretends to sing...but it's just mouthing the words to a recording. One famous example of this is when Michael Jackson lip-synced Billie Jean during a TV special in 1983. Modern artists who have lip-synced include Madonna, Beyoncé, Katy Perry, and Mariah Carey. Sometimes lip-syncing is seen as an attempt to cheat by making performers seem more talented than they really are.Thus, some people have a negative view of lip-syncing. After all, people who have shelled out a lot of money for concert tickets deserve to see and hear their favorite songs live. It has even been suggested that tickets for concerts where the performers will lip-sync should contain a disclaimer. This would warn fans to expect it.However, there are plenty of good reasons for a singer to lip-sync that have nothing to do with cheating. Vocabulary Review. Pretend.Mark pretended to be a musician to impress the girl he likes. Performer. At the end of the play, all the performers went on stage to take their bows. Talented. The next guest on tonight's show is a talented young actress from the UK.Negative. I don't want to eat at that restaurant again because I had a negative experience there last time. Warn. The boss warned Danny not to be late for work again. Plenty. Though I enjoy watching plenty of different sports,Basketball is my favorite.